Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2009. You can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio programme, from 9.
The name's Bond, Samantha Bond, perhaps best known as Miss Moneypenny to Pierce Brosnan's 007, with whom, rather shockingly, Daniel Craig's incarnation has yet to flirt. As well as having stood sentinel to M, she's a member of the Royal Shakespeare Company, familiar too to audiences in the National Theatre, and is presently playing Auntie Angela in the sitcom Outnumbered. She stars alongside Derek Jacobi and Burt Reynolds in her latest film, A Bunch of Amateurs, an apt description of the production team here at Saturday Live, Sir Simon. Anyway, we took it upon ourselves to solicit her inheritance track.
Do I love you? Do I?
When I was growing up, most of the music in the house was from the 50s. My parents had the LPs of Ella Fitzgerald singing all the various songbooks. And that became sort of the background music in my young head. And I remember most the love songs imbued in me this hope that true love would come my way and life would be glorious. So I think the one that is most vivid for me is Ella singing Cole Porter, Do I Love You?
If the sun should desert the day, what would life be?
There's a pure magic in the voice of Ella Fitzgerald. It's almost as though she sings from her soul. And even at a very, very early age, it was a sound that could make you cry, even if on occasion the words were very joyous and not sad at all. It's a sound from her very heart, from her being.
Isn't heaven forevermore? Do I love?
My father was an actor. My mother was a script editor when I was a child. She went on to become a television producer. And our house was full of actors. I grew up on the knee of Patrick McGee and Peter Bowles and Brian Pringle. And I remember a lot of laughter. I remember grown men dancing in caftans. And I mainly remember music in our house in the evenings and also Sunday mornings. One always knew if my father had a hangover, because the sound of Gregorian chants would come out of the living room, and we all knew to keep well away on those occasions. I think all my early romances were played to an Ella Fitzgerald background. And, it has to be said, my marriage is played out a lot to Ella Fitzgerald.
Will I leave you never? Could the ocean...
The words of Do I Love You seem to me to be the absolutely perfect description of how one feels when one is in love. Do I love you? Do I... Does one and one make two, for example? You feel that you're suddenly complete in a way that you weren't before meeting that love.
Do I love you? Do I, oh my dear, it's so easy to see. Don't you know I do? Don't I show you I do? Just as you.
I thought very, very hard about what song I would like to pass on. I went through a whole lot of what I would describe as modern music, and ironically, I found myself right back in the same era. Most of the music that I would choose to play, for example, if I was entertaining or relaxing of an evening, would be 50s American sound. And one of the most beautiful records, ironically, it was the first LP that I ever bought myself, and I must have been about 12, and it was on special offer. and it was a Nat King Cole collection, and the song that I would like to leave to my children is The Very Thought of You.
The very thought of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do.
When I think of my children, my insides glow, and when I'm away from my children, I long for them to be back. And I would like them to know that that's how much I love them.
And foolish though it may seem,
I went to school in Hammersmith in West London, and I'd obviously saved some pocket money, and I walked into W.H. Smith's in King Street, and there was Nat King Cole's smiley face on the shiny LP cover, and that was the first record I'd ever bought for myself. Good choice.
You'll never know how slow the moments.
My children tease me a lot about the fact that the music that I play is so old. But I think it has passed through from both of us, both Alex and I, down to the children. The importance of music, the importance of the lyric. Obviously, being actors, words are terribly important in our house. And although I'm not sure they'd be specifically aware of this song, they are absolutely aware of this kind of sound.
The very thought of you, my love.
I would love this song. When they heard it, they heard it from me. I would love it to be the song that if they were sad, if they were feeling insecure, if something was being hard and difficult, that they could put it on, and there was their mum saying, "This is how much I love you." And then it'd be okay.
It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.